Well, hello, and welcome to this week's Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, if you're listening, or videocast. I am your happy host and trumpeter of truth, Liz Gracia, and I created this broadcast to help you in understanding how to align with true power. And you do this by putting into context levels of consciousness. And my other intention is also to help you not only put levels of consciousness into context, but also learn how to let go of the lower levels of consciousness. So this week, I promise we're going to talk about animals, and most importantly, our pets, you know, family pets, and the level of consciousness of animals. And it may surprise you in a good way. So before we do that, however, we're going to talk about one of our 101 Ways to Happiness tips that I share every week out of Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides. And then we're going to have our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz as well. So we'll tell you what that is in just a minute. So let's just dive into this week's 101 Ways to Happiness. But before we do, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time of giving and gratitude and lovingness, and it's of a higher consciousness. And unfortunately, I can't find the exact calibration of that, but I think we can guess because our quiz is kind of related to it. So happy Thanksgiving 2019. So first up is our 101 Ways to Happiness from Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides, which I'll hold up for you people looking at the video. And you can find all of Dr. Hawkins' books on Amazon, on links below this recording, or directly on Dr. Hawkins' website at veritaspub.com. Now, if you're new to Dr. Hawkins' teachings and all that he's done, he has passed. So there's many of us out there that are devoted students of his, and we're here to help. We're taking the baton. He's passed the baton to many of us, and I'm willing to take it because it's such a fascinating topic to me, for one thing, and to end human suffering is an intention of Dr. Hawkins and mine, as I've experienced some tremendous suffering in my life. But that's all past and we're all good now because I'm realigned by understanding levels of consciousness and knowing where I was, why it didn't serve me, and why I am today and why it does serve me. So let's go to, we're on to 100 Ways to Happiness number 17. So we're moving along nicely in this weekly dose of higher consciousness. And the tip here is to clarify your goals and ideals. Now, there's a lot of research into goal setting and how effective and powerful it can be. And just one stat I know off the top of my head is that people that set goals, write them down, and review them often earn nine times over their lifetimes than anybody else. And the number of people that set goals is like maybe 16% of the population, that's it. Which is kind of interesting if you understand that 15 to 16% of the population of the earth calibrates above 200 on the map of consciousness, whereas the rest of the planet is operating on lower levels. Which is not to disparage the planet, it's accepting as to where we are in our own evolution of consciousness. So there is some correlation there between your level of consciousness and your propensity to write down goals, set goals, review them often. I mean, that's kind of some key components. Not only do you write them down, but you review them often and see where you're at in the process. So I'm just going to read right out of Dr. Hawkins' book about clarifying your goals and ideals. And many spiritual people have actually sat down, listed what their goals are, and prioritized them. And of course, in actual life, we're all doing that all the time, whether it's written down or not. We're always pondering, what's the next step? Your heart's pulling you in one direction. Your head could be pulling you in another. But in any event, we're all, creating. And we're doing it all the time, but much of it is unconscious. We are choosing one goal over another constantly, but to make them conscious and intellectually aware is of great value. I think, there's something going on in consciousness when you start to focus. I mean, you'll hear this often from spiritual teachers or leaders or, law of attraction types and manifestation coaches. Like, how do you bring something into manifestation? And a common thread is the goal setting and the focus, the consistent vibration of the focus and the appreciation and love for where you're headed, right? That's kind of key. You got to love and appreciate where you're headed and not disparage yourself for not getting there yet, because then you're introducing the disparagement energy, which is not going to help you manifest what you want. So it's a letting go and appreciation energy as you learn how to let go of the lower levels, which is really a main teaching of the intention of this podcast and videocast is to learn how to let go of the lower levels. And I have episode number 10 is how to let go. It's the first one I've done on how to let go. And I'm going to I've done another one on how to let go of depression. And I've found in my research that of all the emotions that people want to learn how to let go of, the number one is anger. So I touch on anger and all of it, but I'm going to do one just strictly on anger because I've been through the process of it. I've been enraged and I didn't even know it was within me, but I asked life, I asked God, whatever you want, I asked spirit, higher consciousness. I'm willing to let go of lower levels of consciousness, but you got to show me what they are. And then when rage showed up, I'm like, holy crow, I didn't even know it was there, which is super interesting. So anyway, that's today's 101 ways to happiness. And next up is our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And since it's Thanksgiving, I thought it was a good idea to introduce three things, or maybe four. I'll introduce four just this week because it's kind of related to giving. So which is of highest consciousness this week? And by the way, they're all of higher consciousness. One is not better than another. One is just more evolved energy levels, more evolved level of consciousness, like super evolved. If you are pure, some of these. Okay. So I want you to think about which one feels like it is of highest consciousness. Is it gratitude, since it's Thanksgiving? Is it compassion? Is it forgiveness? Or is it the energy of Christmas or the energy of giving? So that's really what the calibration is. Christmas is the energy of giving. So those are the four things that we're going to talk about, the calibrations of those at the end of this broadcast. Gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, and the energy of giving, which is also Christmas is part of that energy. It's the energy of giving. So today I want to talk about pets, and I've got three here right now. I've got three dogs all around me. They follow me everywhere, and they were lifesavers for me, and I'm so grateful they came into my life. So again, I want to put animals, the animal kingdom, into context as it relates to human beings, and I just mentioned that the level of consciousness of 85% of the planet is below 200. And you can look at that and be discouraged. Or you can decide it's the evolution of consciousness. It's okay. We're all evolving. And the type of teachings that Dr. Hawkins brought to life is like a rocket ship to lift that level of consciousness of the planet significantly. Once we all understand what the heck we've been doing all along, and we all are coming from the heart, all humans, all of us want to know the truth of God, truth of life. Why are we here? And Dr. Hawkins' teachings kind of brought this to light and put it on a map that you can look at and you're like, okay, you can look at the map and you can say, I don't want to go there. Or you can look at the map and say, I want to get out of where I am. I want to go here. How do I get there? So animals are neutralizers for the most part. Most animals are, especially farm animals, our own pets. They're neutralizers of our existence. They really are. And it's highly beneficial to all of us to have pets or farm animals. And the family dog and the family cat is huge to have. And they calibrate at 245 on the map of consciousness, which is of higher consciousness, and it's around almost at the level of being neutral, which is kind of understandable. It's understandable that they're neutral because they don't take a position on anything. They just are who they are, and they're present. And they're going with the flow. Wherever you're going, they're there with you. Pretty, you know, neutral. You know, when dogs and cat, when dogs are wagging their tails or cats are purring, their level of consciousness jumps to 500, which is loving energy, which is like, you know that. You can feel it when you come home from work and the dogs are like all around you wagging their tails and the cats are like jumping on your lap. Their love has kicked in. They're loving you. They're feeding you love. And I like to tell everyone, when you understand the level of consciousness of a happy dog and a happy cat, you want to hang out with them. The power of that energy is huge to offset any crappy mood you may have going on. And I want you to kind of play with that, test that, see what happens. And maybe you'll just kind of go into it, and just like if you come home in a bad mood and tired and your dog is jumping and wagging at you and you just want to scoot him away because you're grouchy, decide something different, because the power is huge, right? 10 to the 500th power, which is love, versus most of us, anyone that's listening to this or cares about their own consciousness, could be running in the three, you know, anywhere from 200 to 400s for the most part. You know, it's middle of the ground is mid 300s is where we're running. And that love coming from that animal, if you understand logs, you know, 10 to the 300th power, let's say you come home, you're running at 10 to the 250th or even lower, you're angry and tired. You could be running a lower energy. You know, let's say you're running below 200, 10 to the 190th power. And the dog is wagging its tail, so happy to see you, and the cat wants to jump on your lap and purr, I highly recommend you stop for 5 or 10 minutes to get into that field. Get into that field of energy and allow it to offset any bad mood you may, or negative thoughts you may have brewing from a long day at work. So I just want to give you consciousness calibrations of different types of animals, because it's kind of fun. And I like to recommend all of Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, is what I call his encyclopedia of consciousness calibrations that really puts tons of different topics into context. Like, what's really going on here? What's the level of consciousness of all of these types of things? So let's talk about the animal kingdom. And I'm going to read some consciousness calibrations that are really kind of interesting. Okay, bacteria has level of consciousness is 1, just for example. Protozoa has a consciousness level of 2. Crustaceans like lobsters and crabs and horseshoe crabs calibrate at around 3. Insects are 6, spiders are 7, or arachnids. And fish are about 20. Super interesting. And then if you jump up to like snakes and vipers, hyenas, lions, and tigers, they're at 40. That is super low, and you don't want to mess around with them. And it's not that they just are who they are at 40, and they're killers. They eat meat. They kill their prey to survive. So understanding the level of consciousness of dangerous animals is a good idea. You don't really want to mess around with lions, tigers, and hyenas, as an example, and Komodo dragons. They're all about the same level. They're vicious, and they'll tear you apart. Snakes too were low, and alligators, and all right. So here's something interesting. I've always had this kind of belief, or it's out there in our awareness, that dolphins and whales are intelligent. Now, I don't know if you can be of lower consciousness and be intelligent at the same time, because intelligence is in the 400s. And whales and dolphins, whales calibrated at 85 and dolphins calibrated at 95. Again, that's a pretty lower consciousness. And I don't know that it's such a great idea to swim with dolphins and whales. It doesn't make sense if you understand levels of consciousness. Birds calibrate, migratory birds at 105, birds of prey 105, rodents, here you go, 105. And let me just look at the level of consciousness of 100 is fear, right? And in the 40s, between, you know, below 100, it's, you know, not good. So birds, you know, most animals are operating at the level of fear or lower. So they've got to protect themselves. They're going to protect themselves because they don't trust and they're afraid of pretty much everything except for their own species, likely. Baboons are of lower consciousness at 105. Songbirds, 125. Doves, 145. The polar bear, 160. And the grizzly bear. You don't want to mess around with them. You probably heard that the polar bear eat their young. I mean, if they're going to eat their young, they'll just as soon eat you too. Polar bears and grizzlies. They're going to do what they do just by virtue of the energy field that they are, which is, you know, fighters, angry fighters. All right, let's jump along here a little bit. So what's interesting is when you get up to the level of 200, which is the first level into higher consciousness. And 200 is the level of courage. And this is where animals are kind of chill, right? They're not killers. They're not fearful, unless a tiger's running after them, right? And these animals above 200 are kind of what I consider neutralizers for the planet. They provide a neutral energy to offset the negativity of humanity in a big way. So grazers are big on this list, meaning deer, bison, zebra, gazelle, giraffe, you know, pretty peaceful big herds of animals that just kind of hang out and chew on the trees and the vegetarian, right? So grazers are in the 200s. Elk is 210. Now, farm animals are interesting. They're all above the 200s. The dairy cow is 210, the sheep, the range cattle, elephants, monkeys, all of those are 210 on the map of consciousness, which is higher than 85% of the planet, which is interesting to consider. And what I found really interesting to consider is the fact that people of India, or maybe it's just the Hindu religion, I'm not quite sure of the details of that, consider the cow sacred. And intuitively, you know, Hindu is a pretty poverty-stricken country, and it's likely the population of that country is likely 85% below 200 easily, if not more. I don't know. But it's likely at least that, because they're a huge part of the planet, for one thing. But the fact that they find the cow sacred is kind of an intuitive understanding that the cow is of a higher level of consciousness. It really could be seen, it's a divine source. We're all a divine source, but it's kind of a higher level of divine source. And it's understandable why you would find animals sacred at lower levels of consciousness, because they are relative to that awareness. The farm horse, here's a big leap. So those farm animals, most of them are around 210 on the map of consciousness. The farm horse jumps to 240, which is likely has to do with how it kind of is part of life in helping build things or farm. You know, it's farming. It's moving around big equipment and helping be a part of the workforce, the farm horses. So it's possible that could be one of the reasons why the farm horse is more significant level of consciousness at 240. Cats are at 240, but the family cat is a little higher at 245. The African gray parrot is 240. That's interesting. And there are those exceptional animals that, and I forget the name of them, there's a gorilla and there's a parrot that are in the 400s, which is huge for a gorilla. I mean, I would want to hang out with those animals for sure. They're going to teach you something in a big way. Wisdom is like 385. And the gorilla and the parrot that are calibrating the 400 have already got the wisdom, right? Without the mind, they don't have the human mind like spinning and whatever necessarily. But anyway, just something to think about. If you have a family pig, this is interesting. People that have family pigs, they calibrate at 250. That's really high when you understand the map of consciousness. To go from 245 to 250 is still a quantum leap in a log. So it's 10 to the 245th power versus 10 to the 250th. It's pretty much of a quantum leap to introduce a family pig into your household. That pig is neutral. And I always like to make you aware that one of my favorite go-to levels of consciousness is neutral, meaning let go of having to have a position on anything. If someone wants to hold you tight and have some type of ego battle with you, when you let it go, you've jumped into a higher power and you feel the freedom of it. You're like, oh, 250 is a great go-to level. And that's kind of my overall intention, is to assist in raising the level of consciousness of the planet from 207 to 250. It's a huge ask, but we're going for it regardless. But I do need some help. But just really interesting to know. I would consider people kind of goofy to have a pig in their house until I just read this. You know, you're not going to have that giant farm pig. There's little black pigs that are like, that you'd have hanging around. Oh, here's a really interesting one. If you follow like Native American animal medicine type of stuff, you know, I see black crows all the time. Or if I see any type of animal, I'll go and look it up to see what is the message coming from that particular animal. And the black crow calibrates at 250. That's super interesting to know. Black crows. I mean, all other birds are in the hundreds. Black crows are smart and of higher consciousness. So it's a good idea to pay attention to what they might be trying to tell you. Gorillas are 275 and chimpanzees are 305. I mean, that's pretty huge that they are more evolved, gorillas and chimpanzees, as a group than 85% of this planet. Really interesting. Okay, oh, here it is. Okay, here's some exceptions. Okay, Alex is a trained African gray parrot. He calibrates at 401. Coco, who is a trained gorilla, calibrates at 405. And as I said before, the purr of a cat and the wagging tail of a dog and a songbird song all calibrate at 500 on the map of consciousness. I mean, if you have a songbird out your window singing a song, I would stop and smell the roses on that one, right? Stop what you're doing. Take it in. Love and appreciate it, that it's in your awareness and part of your day. And take in that energy of 500. That's huge. 500 is huge. 500 is a level of love that most of us hasn't even come into our awareness yet, that it's there. All right, so that's today's topic on pets. Happy Thanksgiving. Bring your pets to the table. I spoil mine rotten on Thanksgiving. They get everything. They can sit at the table and beg. And we'll all get, you know, stuffed together and then to go take long naps. So I want to get back to Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's have fun. Happy Thanksgiving. And look at the weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz that I posed you at the beginning. So which is of highest consciousness? Is it gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, or the energy of giving, also known as Christmas. I mean, Christmas and the energy of giving are the same energy fields. So you kind of work together. All right. So gratitude calibrates at 540 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of unconditional love and joy, inner joy. This level of consciousness is experienced by only 0.4% of the planet. Super small piece of humanity lives or at the level of that level, 540. I have experienced it on numerous occasions, and I can assure you, you are not in Kansas anymore. When you're experiencing that level of inner joy, you've removed blocks to inner joy, and it's coming forth, and you know you're in the domain of spirit, divinity, and grace. It's huge. So being grateful at that level is significant. And as you learn to be grateful, and it takes time, and I understand this because I had a hard time being grateful for anything for a while. And then as you let go of resistance and lower levels of consciousness, love and appreciation and gratitude starts to be easier. You're breaking free from the lower levels when you can actually feel gratitude. It's a different, you'll feel it, I promise, as you let go of the lower. That, you know, the crabs in the bucket are holding on to you until you decide to let them go. And you become neutral. Becoming neutral is a great way to go. You feel the crabs in the bucket, ego battles with other people, and you're like, let them go. And decide, I like to be free. And when you step into that neutral, you're going to start realizing, whoa, this is a different domain. This is a different energy field, and I like it here. Okay, so gratitude's at 540 on the map of consciousness. Compassion is at 560 on the map of consciousness. Now again, this is even more of a quantum leap than the lower levels, because as you get higher, the leap in power is huge. And if you look at the map of consciousness on a graph, let's see if I can do this backwards, right? You're coming up, you know, you're coming up, and then as you get higher, it gets deeper and like it gets huge, the power, and it goes up quickly. So it's a significant leap to go from 540 to 560. I mean, it's huge. Compassion is of higher consciousness and greater power to be compassionate. And my intention, what I want you to understand is that you're a mixed bag of all consciousness. You're a mixed bag. But if you can decide, you can set your compass on being grateful and being compassionate. It's huge to be compassionate and understanding. It's going to kind of supercharge the lower levels below you. So you won't be it all the time. If you were, you'd be in another dimension. You'd be like, I am not in Kansas anymore. If you were purely compassionate and grateful. But you're not. You're a mixed bag of everything. So understand that those are power plays. To intend to be that, it's going to power kind of break the lower levels going on within you. Okay, so next level of consciousness is forgiveness. And forgiveness still is a superpower, but it's 350 on the map of consciousness, which is significantly lower than the other two. So an important way of being or understanding is that you got to learn to forgive yourself. And once you start learning to forgive yourself, then you can start thinking about or putting your compass on the higher realms of compassion and gratitude. Not that you can't look at all of them. I mean, you're capable of all of it. But it's actually good to know that forgiveness is not such a leap. It's an easier power play sort of in consciousness to learn to forgive yourself. And if you can't, you'll have a hard time being grateful and compassionate. The energies aren't there for that. So a great starter kit into the energies of gratitude and compassion is to learn to forgive yourself and others and let go. And neutral, letting go of positionalities, is another great kind of, I call it power play, to get you to the level of forgiveness. I mean, you might not be there yet. You got to see where you're at. Now, last on the list was the energy of giving. also known as Christmas. Christmas is also the energy of giving. That calibrates at 535 on the map of consciousness, which is love. It's above love. It's almost unconditional love and joy, which is 540. So the energy of Christmas, I feel it every year. I can feel the energy of Christmas. Feels magical, for sure. It feels wondrous because there's this energy of love and giving. If you're in tune with that, that's what's going on. This energy of giving is everywhere. And the Christmas time, to me, always feels magical, beautiful, loving, joyful, and fun. So that's this week's weekly dose of Higher Consciousness quiz. And I hope you found that helpful, that, you know, Thanksgiving, lean into the love, the neutral. Be, you know, Thanksgivings can be problems for people because they got family issues. So I wanted to give a tip for having a better, if you don't have happy Thanksgivings, let me give you a tip for how to have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, if there's always political conversations going on. All right, first of all, politicians, the level of consciousness of politicians and that energy is 190. It's not great. It's no wonder it's contentious garbage, really. It's lower, all politicized stuff is of lower consciousness. It's this righteous pride, needing to be right, you know, beating, you know, trying to be, thinking that you're all that. And at that level, you're really not. And you're righteous and prideful because you're running stuff that's saying you're unworthy. And you understand that you were not unworthy. So this, you're not quite into jumping into courage yet. So you're being, you know, politicians, it's righteous pride, having to be right. So there's an affirmation you can use for Thanksgiving. And that could simply be, I'm willing to accept that just being neutral at Thanksgiving improves the whole experience for everybody. You standing in neutral, not having to be right about anything, not having to take a position on anything, and just be neutral, you're contributing to the betterment of that whole experience for everyone. Even better is to let go of positionalities and jump right into understanding that gratitude, compassion, and forgiveness, to take that attitude during Thanksgiving, being grateful for your family, having compassion for those that want to beat the drum of righteousness, pride, whatever, those lower levels, anger, whatever it may be running there, and jump into acceptance. Acceptance is 350. So you can jump into neutral on stuff, 250, jump into acceptance, allow everyone who's at your Thanksgiving table to be who they are. It doesn't matter. And you're being accepting and loving and understanding and compassionate towards them is a huge power play to make that event even more enjoyable. So affirmations, I'm willing to be neutral at Thanksgiving, right? And I understand it's powerful to do so. I'm willing to forgive and accept people at Thanksgiving for who they are, because none of us know any better until you come into awareness of it all, and you're coming into awareness of it all. So have compassion and understanding that most people you encounter have no awareness of the map of consciousness and understanding levels of consciousness, and know that intention, I have the intention of having an enjoyable Thanksgiving, loving, forgiving, accepting everyone that's there, and have a great time. So that's kind of your mixed bag of affirmations using willingness. Willingness is a power play in an affirmation. Using the word understanding. And you know what? A bald eagle just flew by my window. Holy crow, I gotta go look that up. Bald eagles are messengers in spirit for sure. And I live in the Rocky Mountains just outside of Aspen, Colorado. And there's a river going right by my window and a giant mountain, and that bald eagle just came across my view. Holy crow. All right, this is a message for all of you listening. Go look up. You would Google animal medicine bald eagle, you know, animal medicine bald eagle, what's the meaning? Go look it up. It's a message for all of us today coming from the bald eagle. All right. So I hope you found today's weekly dose of higher consciousness enjoyable. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Have a great time. If you like what's going on here, you can subscribe to the podcast at trumpeteroftruthradio.com or to my YouTube channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And if you Google your weekly dose of higher consciousness, you're going to find me on page one of a Google search. I happen to be a search marketing expert, and you're guaranteed to find me there, likely. Okay, next week we're going to talk about emotions on the map of consciousness. And at every level of consciousness, there's a different emotion that's tied to it because it's an energy field. So at each level, it's a different energy field, and we're going to talk about the emotions of that level. And then Christmas and the holidays are coming up, so I think the week after that, we're going to talk about the levels of consciousness of the holidays because I like doing that. I'm a big fan of Santa Claus, and the concept of Santa Claus calibrates at 395 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of consciousness of play. It's all about play and wisdom and having a good time. So that's my own personal goal that I've set for myself, is to align with the consciousness level of the concept of Santa Claus. At 395, that's a big leap in consciousness. I'm going for it. Until then, I'll see you next week, and happy Thanksgiving. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.